Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns. And Coach, let's talk about how your team prepared for this season. Lost a few pieces from last year's team. So how'd you guys get ready for this team?
Well, you know, I think it's just a process in a small school. You got kids that are doing multiple sports. And so, you know, I think like every school, obviously, you want the kids to hit the weight room, you know, as much as they can, you know, in season, you know, work. They're in their sport, but, you know, try to get them in that weight room. And same thing summer-wise, you know, obviously weight room work, and then, you know, try to get together, obviously, a few times during the summer to get some things done. So, yeah, you know, we lost some pieces there, you know, especially a quarterback and a receiver on the offensive side, and you know, defensively with Seth Hermanson up front there. Yeah, you know, so it's just, you know, try to plug in some pieces to the ones that are gone, and try and form a team.
Coach, last night your team traveled to Forest City for a second straight year. Unfortunately, last year the game on Friday night didn't happen because of rain, and then Saturday had to pack things up and come to Forest City. So a second straight year coming to Forest City, taking on the Indians. And, Coach, you guys start with the football right away, but Forest City is able to punch it in, score. Tell me a little bit about the game.
Yeah, you know, so you know, I think coming in, you know, we felt, you know, we probably, you know, had our hands full. I think, you know, give credit to Coach Moore and Forest City. They have a good football team. And you know, they had some young kids last year that played a lot of varsity. And those kids are a year older. They got some pieces back up front. Some really good skill kids. And then I think they got a pretty up-and-coming young quarterback there and the Dillaboo kid. But, you know, yeah, it didn't start, obviously, the way we had hoped. You know, we took the football and we ended up throwing an interception, I think, on our first play, which, you know, just, I think, showed our inexperience a little bit at that position. You know, we're breaking in some new kids there, obviously, had never played that position before. And then, you know, once again, give credit to Forest City. Second year in a row, we just had a tough time stopping the run, and you know, that little fullback trap play that they run up the middle is just you know, we just didn't have an answer for that. But you know, with all that being said, we were really pleased with how we ran the football. Bo Kaufman had, you know, the best night of his career running the football, just short of 200 yards. I think he ran for 196. You know, and Bo just started playing fullback last year, so he's still learning, obviously, how to play that position in our offense. You know, and defensively, you know, I thought our tackling was better. You know, Forest City's got some kids. They got some kids that can run. You know, so they just did a really, really good job there. But, you know, just kind of the overall feel, you know, kind of looking maybe from last year to this year, and the score is very similar. I think there's a little better feel for us, you know, as coaches and teams in terms of this year versus last year, because we did do some decent things, but at the same time, our inexperience showed. We put the ball on the ground a couple times or multiple times, just center quarterback exchange, and once again, that's a new center, that's a new quarterback, two new quarterbacks. Brady Hansen and Hayden Helgeson both shared those duties, and you know, I thought they did a decent job back there. First time varsity game, everything's faster against a quality opponent, and you know, so I think we're encouraged. You know, as a team, we ran for over 250 yards. You know, we're probably not going to be a team that's going to throw the ball a whole lot this year. Once again, probably because of that experience. But, you know, obviously the scoreboard isn't what we want. But I think there's some real positive things that we took from that game last night.
Yeah, Coach, talk about your change offensively, because that really felt like it sparked your team. Brady was able to break off a couple of runs there at the wing, and Hayden looked pretty good under center, and that really sparked your offense. You're able to punch in a touchdown late and move the football, I thought, really well.
Yeah, you know, we were down there another time or two, I think inside the 10 or 15, and, you know, didn't get it in there. But, you know, we had kind of planned to maybe use both those guys, Brady and Hayden. You know, and right now Hayden's, you know, in terms of technically running that, flex bone offense, since he's done it, even though it's just his freshman year at the JV level, you know, he's a little bit farther ahead than Brady in terms of just the mesh and what to read and so on. You know, and obviously Brady brings a real good athlete there. So, you know, we were kind of struggling a little bit there, so we just made that change. And you know, Hayden did a really good job. You know, he's growing, and you know, he understands that offense. And then, you know, if we move Brady to slot, that gives us a really good threat there. So we'll just see how the whole thing plays out, this quarterback position, and as the season goes on, and, you know, even to the next week, we'll obviously work both those guys there. And, you know, and I'm guessing we'll probably utilize both of them here the first few weeks of the season.
Coach, what are some things that your team will work on before week number two?
Well, I think just, you know, taking care of the football, obviously, you know, we need to be better at. And I think, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, playing downhill a little bit better, understanding, you know, if I'm a contained player versus a whole player, and where I need to get to. You know, I think it's just, you know, experience. You know, we'll just keep working on what we're trying to do there. And, you know, we're still pretty young up front. A couple different sophomores there that, you know, I thought Aiden Stenzer did a good job his first game ever as a center. And, you know, he's lining up against a pretty good, solid Port City football player at the nose guard there. But I think, you know, just continue to work on what we're doing, recognize now, you know, where we're supposed to be in terms of our blocking assignments and where we need to get to. But, you know, hopefully we can just keep trying to get better as the season goes on.
How about health-wise, Coach? I saw a couple of Bulldogs go off to the sidelines. Hopefully nothing serious last night. How are the health of the Bulldogs?
I think we're in good shape there. Mostly it was just cramps on a couple kids. And, you know, I thought that was good, both teams last night. You know, it was a little humid, not super hot, but humid, and I thought both teams you know, handled that real well. You know, we're missing Logan Bacon last night, so I don't know. We're hoping maybe he can get back for this Friday, and it's actually not an injury. It's just an illness, unfortunately, that he came down with and has kept him out actually for about the last 2 weeks. And so we'll hopefully be excited to get him back. Obviously, Logan, you know, brings a lot of athleticism and to our football team. And, you know, it was pretty difficult for him to just have to sit there last night and, you know, not be able to help. So chance we'll get him back maybe this week. And then, you know, other than that, I think we came out of it, you know, in good shape.
Coach, next week you guys will take on Central Springs. You get to go home for the first time. How nice will it be to be in front of your home crowd? And what are you expecting out of Central Springs?
Yeah, you know, I think Central Springs, Roger Blickendorfer is in his second year over there, and Roger's gonna work hard and you know, do everything he can to try to get those guys ready to go. So, be nice to get home, parents' night, you know, have a good crowd for us, you know, and I think that was kind of a fun atmosphere, and once again, give good credit to Forest City last night and their student body and their band. You know, that was loud down there. They did a good job. So, that first home game is always nice to have. And, And, you know, we'll look forward to playing at home.
Awesome. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with us. We really appreciate it. We wish the Bulldogs the absolute best of luck against Central Springs next week, and we'll hopefully talk to you next Saturday after a Bulldog victory.
All right, Darren, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That was Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns.